This is a presentation of www.actionreading.com.
Hello, this is Jeannie Eller. I've worked with children for over 30 years as a teacher and as an expert in the field of reading. As a parent, you are naturally concerned about your child's well-being. Often parents take for granted that their children will receive a quality education so that they will be prepared upon graduation to succeed. Unfortunately, that is often not the case. As a headline in USA Today stated, 90 million American adults can barely read or write. Another article in the Arizona Republic states that in a survey of Fortune 1000 company chief executives, 9 out of 10 of them said that worker illiteracy is a problem. According to the National Assessment of Educational Progress, only 24% of our fourth graders scored high enough in this past year to be called proficient readers. The following is a list of questions that you may want to ask your child's teacher. I've also included what response you should expect to receive. Remember, your child's future may depend on what steps you take to ensure that they are receiving the type of education that they are entitled to. I know that there is hope for your child, and I'm doing as much as I can to fight for your child's rights in the school system. I have received calls and letters from parents everywhere asking me what they can do to make sure that their child doesn't fall through the cracks of the school system. I put together a list of the top 10 questions that you may want to ask your child's teacher. These are some eye-opening questions, and as a parent, you are entitled to know exactly how your child is being taught a skill that they will need to survive in the world. If you feel uncomfortable asking your child's teacher these questions, ask yourself this. How are you going to feel when your child graduates and is unable to read a newspaper, unable to read the want ads, unable to fill out an application, let alone get into college? You have the right to know the answers to these questions. Let's get started with these questions and the appropriate answer that you should expect to receive. I have included a written version of these questions and answers if you want to follow along. You'll also receive a checklist to take to the school with you when you talk to your child's teacher. The first question that you will want to ask your child's teacher is this: when should my child be able to read the newspaper independently? The correct answer is, according to the United States Department of Education, a child in the second grade should be able to fluently, independently, and accurately read a story in the newspaper. The second question that you should ask: what method is being used to teach reading, and how long will it take for my child to become an independent reader, able to read anything in English? The correct answer is, the most effective and only method substantiated by research is phonics. However, it must be intensive, systematic, direct instruction of phonics. The Look-Say Basal Reading Textbooks, the whole language method, which is also called integrated thematic or literature-based, have both proven disastrous and are not backed up by research. Eclectic is a hodgepodge term of all three methods mixed together. Children need to learn to read in order to read to learn. Question number 3. Ask how many years or grades does instruction continue in learning to read? The correct answer: the teaching of the skill of reading should be completed by the end of the second grade at the very latest. Then the child should study subjects and read for meaning and pleasure. Question 4. Visit your child's classroom and ask what textbook or books are being used to teach your child how to read. The correct answer: there should be a systematic, intensive, direct instruction of phonics. If there are only sight word basal readers, which are 8 years of textbooks, or only storybooks, which is called literature-based method, then research is not being followed. There must be a systematic, intensive, and direct instruction of phonics. Number 5, ask if intensive, systematic, direct instruction of phonics is being taught in the first grade. The correct answer, of course, is yes. But if your child's teacher says that phonics is taught in the context of whole language, or that phonics is taught intrinsically, then your child has a 5% chance of becoming a fluent and independent reader, able to read at an advanced level by the time they finish high school. Direct instruction of phonics means that the teacher teaches it. Whole language people call themselves facilitators, and they do not believe in direct instruction. They believe in having the child figure it out on their own when they are ready. They also do not believe in correcting spelling, as this will stifle the child's creativity and injure their self-esteem. So it is called inventive or creative spelling. The result is relatively low conventional spelling test scores. Make sure that your child's teacher defines the type of phonics that they teach. Intrinsic phonics is not the same as intensive, systematic, direct instruction of phonics. Intrinsic phonics is taught within the context of reading. It is not taught in a logical, sequential manner. Question number 6. Ask to see a copy of the teacher's syllabus and/or lesson plans, and have him or her explain exactly how reading instruction is conducted during the first 6 months of school. The correct answer is that children should be taught the sounds of the letters of the alphabet, how to combine those sounds together to form words, and then how to combine words into sentences and finally into stories. Accurate decoding must be taught in order that the child achieves total comprehension. Number 7. Ask if whole language is being used. The correct answer is no. There is no experimental research to back up the whole language method. Number 8. Ask if the reading program is based on the findings of experimental research. The correct answer is yes. Schools that have used the whole language method instead of research-based phonics method have not been successful. The state of California adopted the whole language method statewide, and the NAEP tests, the National Assessment of Education Progress tests that were released in April of 1995, showed that only 14% of the fourth graders in California could read at a proficient level. The whole language method in California has been a disastrous mistake. Number 9. Ask for copies of the research and what the results have been in other schools using this approach. The correct answer, phonics is substantiated by over 100 research studies. On the other hand, whole language advocates consider anecdotal stories as research. And number 10, ask again, how long will it be before your child is an independent reader? The correct answer, by the end of second grade. If the teacher responds with any other statement, such as, it takes a lifetime to learn to read, or it takes a lifetime to be a mature reader, or when the child is ready, then no matter how they replied to the previous questions, the teacher is not truly using direct instruction of intensive, systematic phonics. What should you do if you do not receive the above responses to your questions? Teach your child to read at home. Have your child move to a class where the teacher is using research-based methodology. Ask the same questions of the principal, curriculum director, and your school board. Ask other parents whose children are in second grade or above if their child can read the newspaper fluently. Get involved with the curriculum and teaching methods used. How do you do this? You attend school board meetings, parent-teacher meetings, become involved in activities at the school, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Be involved in your child's learning environment and visit the classroom for yourself. Visit often. And another suggestion, if possible, ask these questions before school starts and have your child placed in the best classroom initially, instead of waiting until after school is in session when you may have to risk your child being upset by being moved. Interview the teachers before your child is placed. Well, this concludes my list of questions, and I hope that now you feel that you are prepared to speak with your child's teacher, and very soon. The information that you just listened to was prepared with you and your child in mind. It is my goal to give children everywhere the gift of reading. I hope that you will help me reach this goal. Please contact me if you have any stories to share or comments about your child's reading progress. I would love to hear from you.